This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it is zero secret that the Texans were trying to move up in the draft on Thursday night in round one. And I think a lot of the conjecture, Seth, was they were trying to move up for, you know, Tyler Booker going to the Cowboys at 12 overall felt like a spot that they might have been talking. The Cowboys themselves had said they've been talking to a few teams about big trades. A lot of people assume that the Texans might have been one of them. You started to see the offensive linemen, particularly guards, fly off the board in the Texans. Nick Caserio said it in the press conference afterwards. They were working the phones and nothing came to fruition. It takes two to tango to get a trade done. I think all the assumptions were that it was for either an offensive lineman or maybe Matthew Golden if a wide receiver started to slip there.
Yeah,
I don't think tight end was on the, you know, I don't think tight end was on the, was high up people's list of what they might trade up for. Although I had said the few days leading up to the draft that if Tyler Warren started to slip into the teens that I'd make a phone call, you know. But this was interesting. This was Ian Rapoport yesterday on the Pat McAfee show talking about Colston Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan that ended up going 10th to the Bears. And going ahead of Tyler Warren, that Colston Loveland being the first tight end taken was not the favorite in this draft. And listen to who Ian Rapoport mentions in this report here.
Before the draft, I'm starting to hear that a couple teams are really, really active of trying to trade up. And so the teams I heard the Texans were, and I heard the Broncos were. And like, no one's ever going to tell you who they're trying to trade up for, because obviously they don't want someone else taking them. So the only thing I can tell is like, when the calls stop, right? Like, if you're trying to trade up for someone and then all of a sudden the calls stop, it's like, all right, well, you were probably trying to trade up for that guy. The Bears take Colston Loveland at 10 and a bunch of calls stopped. And I was like, wow.
Okay. So the implication there would be that the Texans were trying to trade up with maybe not with the Bears, obviously, but maybe trying to trade up into a range they thought they could get Colston Loveland, and then he goes 10th to the Bears, then the calls
is
cease.
He's talking about calls to himself or calls that he's getting
calls,
reports of people.
Calls talk. Up to the people. He's reporting that teams were getting, this is how I interpret it,
yeah.
This is how it was interpreted online as well, is that the Texans and others were making phone calls to try to move up into that range there where they thought they could get, now you know they could get
right,
Loveland.
Right.
Loveland gets picked 10th, and then the calls stop.
Okay, this is the only problem I have with that, is that that's also immediately after Kelvin Banks Jr. was drafted.
Yeah.
So Kelvin Banks gets drafted 9, Colston Loveland goes 10.
Yes.
I mean, like, okay, Ian Rapoport, great work doing all you do with the Nugget Hussy stuff and everything. But, like, okay, am I to believe that that 10-minute period was, like, there's a specific line of demarcation?
So I would even, I would even say, I know where you're going with it, Seth. I wasn't even thinking of Banks. I was thinking of Tyler Booker 2 picks later. You know,
right,
stuff moves
right,
pretty quick.
Yeah.
Like, can the timeline get messed up to where the calls, you know, the calls may have stopped right after Tyler Booker, but it's getting, your sources are conflating it with Colston Loveland at 10 instead of Booker at 12?
There's a time lag there. And so if people are calling specifically about that 10th pick and somebody was still calling the Bears after Kelvin Banks had been drafted, maybe
Banks,
he knows that the Texans were doing it.
Banks is the better example. I was thinking Booker at 12, but you're absolutely right. Like Banks,
I think,
even if you go back and watch the drafts and just see how much time there was between those two picks, if it was only a few minutes, it could have been either one of those guys. You're absolutely right.
And I think that if you – yes, they don't draft for need. I do think that a lot of teams trade for need. If it's a prospect they really like that they think they could round out the roster. And the way they're constructed right now, and I know very few people are happy about it, but Dalton Schultz, even after the George Kittle contract this morning, is still the 10th highest paid tight end in NFL history, which is also currently.
Yeah.
But the 10th highest paid tight end, you've got a draft pick from last year, you've got Brevin Jordan. I just don't know if they would – I'd be surprised if they were in that much in love with the tight end to trade up to the 10th pick overall to draft a tight end. I feel it makes more sense that it would be Kelvin Banks or Tyler Booker. The Texans might have gotten word that Booker was going to go to the Cowboys. Who knows why the calls stopped.
Yeah, and the calls could have been to teams at 15, but it's just once that guy
specifically to the Bears.
To the Bears,
right?
No, he was just saying a lot of calls trying. I'd be shocked if the Texans were trying to move into the top 10 for anything, given what the cost would be.
Daniel Jeremias and Jonathan Alexander, those two guys who don't put out a lot of nonsense out there when it comes to what they feel a team believe. Like Kelvin Banks was mentioned by both those guys multiple times about the Texans really like Kelvin Banks. Yeah. So it makes more sense that it's kind of cool that they were trying to trade up for Kelvin Banks. So the adult in me says, okay, but they didn't want to pay too much. Cool. The petulant child in me says, come on. Look at the magnificent Gladstone.
Oh,
he did whatever it took.
Yes.
Trade away the entire draft for Kelvin Banks.
I need you to move up for Kelvin Banks and then at his initial press conference tell me how he's going to elevate the sport of football itself.
Yes.
And give me belief in myself, because football gives us all belief. That's what the magical Gladstone said.
Now, one thing that Caserio did say in one of his press conferences was that a lot of guys went in the first round, or a lot of guys went higher than you were seeing in the mock drafts and what have you.
Yeah, Loveland was one of them.
And what the consensus was. And they weren't surprised by it. I wonder if Loveland was one of those guys. The ones that they weren't surprised by, that Nick wasn't surprised by, I wonder if Colson Loveland was. Kelvin Banks went where people thought he probably would.
Yep.
In that range. Tyler Booker is the big one that I think a lot of teams, not just the Cowboys, probably were not all that worried about his combine performance and just said, no, we liked him before the combine. And we base that on how he played football and how he looked athletically while he was playing football. So I don't care if my 340-pound offensive guard can't run 40 yards really fast.
Right, right, exactly. I wonder what the most Nick Caserio would have done to move up was. Like, what was his, when you're buying something, you're on eBay or whatever, you've got a limit as to where you're going to go. Like in an auction, like, all right, this is the furthest I'm going to go, live auction, whatever. I'm not going to go more than $2,000 on this trip or whatever at a charity auction. I wonder what what was the limit of how much Nick would have given up to move up.
What's a fair value for that?
To move up and get a guy, to move up from 25 near the top 10, I think would be probably a first round pick. Like next year's first. I'm just using the Deshaun Watson trade as a template, Seth. I know it's a quarterback, so maybe the math changes a little bit. They moved up from 25 to 12 back in 2017, and it was an extra first-round pick. That's what the cost was to move up.
Yeah.
I would not give up a next year's first to move up and get any of the guys, to move up to 9 or 10 and get any of the guys. Not Kelvin Banks, not the tight ends, not anybody. Not Booker,
no, I don't
not
think
anybody.
Any of those offensive tackles. They're all really, really good prospects, but I didn't think that they're the kinds that you just leverage your future completely on.
Yeah.
So I was intrigued that they like Kelvin Banks and that they were willing to trade up to get him. I'm glad that they didn't sell the farm for anybody, not just Kelvin Banks, just anybody in this year's draft. It was just that kind of a – other than Travis Hunter and that's pretty much it. Travis Hunter, guys where you're like, oh, yeah. This is the guy we need to change our football team, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes.
I think the max would have been an extra. They went into Thursday night with an extra 2, an extra 3, and an extra 4 next year.
Yeah.
If I had to say, the max, especially if, you're so tempted, boy, he's sitting right there. Tyler Booker, Kelvin Banks sitting right there. The max I would say would be an extra 2. And I think the one thing you look at on the big trades that Nick has made, the trade that when they traded for Diggs, when they traded for Will Anderson, is that I don't think he's ever going to gut a draft to go get somebody. Like when he's made those moves, it's been when he's had a surplus.
Yeah.
He's had extra picks to do it,
I wonder too with the Colston Loveland. So if we go to whether the Texans were trying to trade up for Colston Loveland, the tight end, or Kelvin Banks, who went immediately before him. All I remember from the timeline of all of that was that I know the Bears must have gotten the pick in quickly, because I was waiting for – I had seen that the Bears made their pick, and I was waiting forever on TV for them to announce it.
Mm.
So I wonder if that, too, especially lends more credence to, okay, yeah, the Texans stopped calling after Loveland was taken, but it was also immediately after Kelvin Banks was taken.
I think your theory, that's the one that holds the most water to me. When you add up all the reports, when you add up all the reports leading up to the draft, you know, from Jeremiah, you mentioned Jonathan Alexander, all the, you know, all the conjecture that Kelvin Banks was the guy. Yeah, like that's
it, to me, it's the Bears. It was leaked, and the report was out there way before it was announced, compared to relative to today's standards.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence that Colson Loveland happened to be the next guy getting drafted after that. I'm with you. If the call stopped, it's because Banks went off the board, which would maybe imply, I don't know, would imply that maybe they weren't trying that hard to move up and get Tyler Booker, or Booker needed to get to a certain stage of the draft before they'd think about making phone calls. I have no idea. It's fun to connect the dots, though.
Well, yeah, because he started making calls again, he said, in the mid-teens, which is, lo and behold, when Gray Zabel, the guard, went off the board to the Seahawks with the 18th pick.
That's right.
At that point, I always forget to mention that Ibuka was still available there at that point, too. So Ibuka, Matthew Golden, and Donovan Jackson were all right there between 18 and 25.
Boy.
That was when they started making calls in the mid-teens.
And the dynamic of two of those guys you just mentioned being Ohio State guys, too. You know, Ibuka, who would be a target for C.J. Stroud, and Donovan Jackson, who would be tasked with protecting C.J. Stroud. You know that.
Yeah.
And the fact that Nick Caserio does not shy away from the fact that they talk to players about other players. It would stand to reason you would talk to C.J. Stroud about Emeka Ibuka and Donovan Jackson, and the dynamic of both those guys going somewhere else, and you back out of the first round altogether. I still have to guess that C.J. is pretty happy with this draft, you know, from his perspective. You get two wide receivers, a third down back, and another offensive lineman in the building there.
I mean, one thing we know for sure that CJ is happy about, because he said it, was that he's going to be charged with more responsibility at the line of scrimmage. I think he's going to be more involved in pass protection and setting the protection. With Slowick, and I know this because Slowick himself said it, was they didn't do a lot of the pre-snap stuff, and you could tell by the fact that they didn't have any hurry or urgency to get out of the huddle. They just Bobby's up there trying to draw up the perfect play. Now, CJ, you don't have to make any checks at the line of scrimmage. I got the perfect play coming for you. And they would get up to the line with 4 seconds left and get the play out. I think they're going to operate a lot differently this year. They're going to try to let CJ use his brain and identify things pre-snap and get them into better situations. So I think that alone is probably a good selling point to CJ on feeling that things will be better, that, hey, we're not going to be quite so primitive in the way we approach pass protection and the pre-snap operation. We're going to be more like the guys that you've liked and admired and watched, the true veteran quarterbacks.
All right, the Astros win last night. Jose Altuve, a big part of that. He had a two-run home run to give the Astros the lead that they never relinquished. Altuve is back doing talking about one of his teammates in somewhat the same vein he was talking about one of his former teammates after the season last year. We will explain coming up next.